Michael, have there been any tests done on the crops, corn, soybeans, wheat, that may have somehow got the aluminum oxide into them?
Not that we have covered in our investigation. However, most plants, from according to Francis Mangles and also Dr. Lenny Fine, who was in the documentary, actually have some devices that actually shut down the absorption of aluminum, and a lot of times it gets dried out. We do know, though, conclusively that not only in Northern California and Hawaii, that the soil pH is changing, and the rain pH is changing from what's typically an acidic soil, acidic rain, into the alkaline. And, of course, as we stated before, aluminum, barium, and strontium will absolutely do that. Interesting, during my Hawaii trip, we had a real heavy spray day during Earth Day, and it was a very good opportunity to point out the aerosols in the sky. But it rained really heavy that night, and some people collected rain. What they found was deeply shocking. Two pH tests came back. One was 7.5. According to Francis Mangles, that is 100 times the alkalinity. The second test was 6.7. According to Francis, that's 20 times the normal alkalinity. He said that that would just destroy soils, you know, on a continued basis, like they're seeing in Northern California and other parts, not only of America, but around the world. So deeply concerning. We did take some rain tests later in the week when there weren't aerosols, and the numbers came up, I believe it was about 6.5, which is typically the normal range. So definitely appears to be linked to the aerosols. We know it is. You know, we know the toxins are there, and we know that it will alkalize the soil. So to answer your question, we have had a lot of tests come back, but I think that's something that needs to be covered in my next film.
Do you think this is dangerous to the ecosystem?
Well, we know it is. And it was interesting because I spent a couple days out in the forest. Dane Wigington owns 2,000 acres overlooking Lake Shasta. And again, they've had such a devastation, and it's happening so slow, but the forest is collapsing so quickly. And in the film, again, Hawaii Revisited, truthmediaproductions.us, you can watch that. It shows that the farmers are just having a real difficult time getting the crops that they were just a couple years ago. So, yeah, I mean, it's devastating the ecosystem. It's devastating human health. It's devastating natural life. So it is a deep concern. And, George, I really believe that there is no greater threat that human beings have faced or will have to face in the world today. And that's how serious this issue is. But again, I want to be careful not to bring a message of fear, but a message of faith and encouragement for people to address this. And since the release of When the World Outly Sprain, there's been a worldwide movement that started, and people are finally starting to stand up. So again, it's incredible because people are finally standing up for the right to breathe fresh air, for the right for natural organic foods, and the right as human beings. So a beautiful, while there are many dark things that are happening, some very beautiful things are happening as well, and I have a lot of hope.
Why isn't the EPA doing something about this? Why aren't they out there? You know, they monitor air pollution. Why aren't they monitoring this and coming out with some kind of, you know, strong-armed tactics to stop it?
Absolutely. What members have been told, the EPA told people that they only test for combustible particles. However, my understanding is that it is their job to report toxicity. And again, government action is required at 1,000 parts per billion. They've had way over 1,000 parts per billion.
The three initials, Environmental Protection Agency.
Protection Agency. And that's why some attorneys right now are forming a lawsuit. And, George, I think it's this. This issue is very big. This issue is something that I think a lot of our public officials are, A, scared to address, but then, B, afraid to and really have no idea what to do about it. And you know, I've been thinking about these politicians. While a lot of them are criminals, we do have some decent politicians, and I think it'd be very difficult to address this because once you admit that it's happening, then these politicians or even people in the EPA are then required to do something about it. And I really think they have no idea what to do because of the magnitude of this. We know there are powerful forces behind this. This is about controlling the weather. This is about controlling the food supply. This is about the globalist New World Order agenda. So, again, I think that's why. However, it's our duty as citizens to hold these people accountable, to make them honest. And because about 85-90% of the population is still unaware of chemtrail geoengineering programs, they're not going to move unless we put pressure on them. And that's one of my hopes for the film. Since we released What in the World Are They Spraying, millions of people have woken up and thousands have taken action. And what I'm really trying to do is encourage people to do what is happening in Maui. I mean, it's very exciting. And Maui is holding their elected officials accountable, but they're not doing it in an accusatory way. They're just saying, hey, we have a problem here on Maui. Whether you want to believe it's happening or not, this is something that they're planning on doing, and we certainly can ban, any spraying, that's done without the written consent of every individual on the island. So some good things are happening, and I think we're going to see some big changes in the upcoming months.
The United States Air Force maintains that this is a hoax. The British Department for Environment says, nah, we don't recognize this situation. In Canada, the leader of the Government House of Commons has stated that chemtrails is merely an expression, no scientific evidence. So I guess they don't exist, right, Michael?
Well,
you got three sources. I guess it doesn't exist.
For those who are complicit in these crimes against nature and humanity, yeah, they don't want the public to know about it. However, the tests, the fallout, which cannot be disputed, which matches geoengineers' plans and proposals exactly, it matches numerous patents that have been designed for spraying devices of aerosol aluminum oxide. Everything matches. All of the dots match. The only thing is, these, again, are multi-billion, if not trillion-dollar operations, the crimes against nature and humanity, and if people really woke up to it, which they are, they wouldn't be able to carry these things out. But what they do, this allows certain individuals tremendous power, tremendous leverage. We're talking about corporatizing natural systems, one of which is the weather, and it can, as you know, George, it can be used for military applications, as we spoke about the Ho Chi Minh Trail, but it's also very similar to the GMO seed market. What these corporations and governments have done, they've taken a natural system and genetically modified it so it can come under the control of these corporations. They're doing the same thing with the weather and also with our ocean. And that, again, gives, as geoengineer David Keats said, geoengineering gives man godlike power. And think about controlling the weather. What you could do is create world government very easily. Or if you have a country that doesn't want to give up the resources or give up their sovereignty, you could create a drought and literally bring that country down to its knees.
You can crush it, yeah.
And you could also sell the rain. Think about how much consolidated power these programs give individuals. So, NASA, some other people say it's not happening. That completely contradicts thousands of documents.